Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. President, we've been watching this Cyprus situation all through the night. We thought we had it stabilized last night, but this morning the Turks resumed their airstrikes using napalm and 750-pound bombs. They've got maybe 65 planes that they're using. And the Macarius government has just told our people in Nicosia that if, unless they stop within a half an hour, they're going to turn on the whole Turk Cypriot population on the island and attack them all over the island with just a general massacre. Now, I've gotten the stiffest kind of notes, of messages, both to Macarius and to Innu, telling them they've got to stop immediately while this is all sorted out. But what I wanted to suggest was that I'm not at all sure that this thing is going to be held, and it may blow up in the, within the next few hours into a one of the bloodiest events we've seen in modern times, and I just wondered if your people shouldn't be making preparations so you could get back here fast if you have to do so.
All right.
Now, I may, if it's agreeable with you, I may have to use your name to Innu in order to stop this. I don't think it'll be necessary, but if we can't get them to stand down, I'd like to be have authority to do it.
Sure, sure. I wouldn't think it'd do much good, though.
Well, I'm not sure. This is the one hope we've got, is to get this thing stopped before it turns into a general massacre. But these people are all so bloodthirsty that there's just no telling. And the military may be out from under control as far as Innu is concerned in Turkey, which is the other matter we don't know about.
What did it look like last night?
Well, last night the bombing had been limited, and actually the attack had been limited. They didn't use bombs; they used only rockets and machine guns. And it looked as though the incident were closed, and this was the impression that the Turks gave. But the Greek Cypriots continued the fighting in these villages apparently through the night, and that was enough to give the Turk military an excuse to go forward again today, and this time they're armored differently, and with napalm and 750-pound bombs, it's become a very serious business. They've got a lot of the number of the villages are in flames, and so that now the one recourse that Macarius has is to threaten to use the Turk Cypriots on the island, as all 100,000 of them, as his hostages, and just massacre them unless this thing stops. So that we've gotten, as I say, the toughest messages to both sides. But whether they'll stop now with this bloodlust up, I can't tell. And it's very questionable. So that the thing may be out of control, but we're do my best. In the meantime, I just have a feeling that from the way the world will look at it, that there ought to be preparations so you could move.
I was planning to go to a funeral and come in immediately after the funeral, middle of the afternoon.
Well, that may be all right if this doesn't get out of hand, but if it does, I would just want to raise the question with you.
Where's Dean?
He's on his way down now. I've been here all night. I've been in touch with him through the night.
Bob's in town, too.
Bob's in town. I've been in touch with him. And with Buzz Wheeler and so on.
What are the possibilities? What else could we do?
Not much more, unless we wanted to intervene militarily, and I don't think anybody wants to do that. We're going to get the 6th Fleet moved over closer, at least this. I've just got to call in to Bob to talk to him about it now. We've got destroyers standing off Cyprus to take our own people off. There are about 350 Americans on the island, if it comes to that. But beyond that, I don't know what we could do. The Security Council was in emergency session till 1:30 this morning, but adjourned without coming to any decision. At that time, it looked as though the Turks were going to quit, and this was an incident which we could then use to sort things out diplomatically. But the Turks have overplayed their hand, and apparently the military may be out of control, so that it's going to be very hard to do anything. The Greek Cypriot called in or advised our fellow late last night, which was 2:30 o'clock over there, that they had asked the Soviet Union to intervene militarily. Now, the Soviet Union hasn't done anything. I'm quite sure it isn't going to do anything other than to help them in the security council. But I let Moscow know right away last night to put them on guard, and we'll have to watch this during the day. So we're alerting the fleet to be on guard.
What did we say to Moscow?
I just notified the embassy there to find out everything they could, but we didn't want to take any strong line because there was no indication of any favorable response on Moscow's part.
What are the British say?
Well, the British are in the position of taking orders from us. We're really getting nothing from them on a substantive time, although we're keeping them on. Of course, they've all gone away for a weekend over in London, as usual. Butler's out on an island somewhere, and I think Hume is away from London, too. And they're all practically inaccessible, but we're keeping the government informed. And actually, I made use of the government planes last night to get them scrambled up off the island to have a look around to see what Turkish forces were in the vicinity. There's nothing so far of sea forces except about a half a dozen destroyers that they have standing up. But there's no question that they're all loaded and ready to go as far as the land invasion is concerned. They've been making preparations for the last 24 hours, and this is a culmination of several weeks ago.
What does Atchison say?
I talked to him last night, and he was fairly relaxed, but of course that was before this last attack. Now, I got a plane through Bob and sent Harry Labouisse up late last night to have a talk with Atchison so that Atchison could come down. I mean, that Labouisse could come back to see Papandreou with a strong note from Papandreou, from Atchison, about the possibility of settling and the need to settle immediately. Labouisse is back in Athens now. The Greek government so far has behaved quite well. Papandreou called on Makarios to stop the fighting last night, but was apparently without success. He has now summoned Grievous to come back to Athens. And it was our hope in the earlier hours this morning that he would work out some kind of a means of getting rid of Makarios so that this matter could be settled between the Greek and Turk governments. But the Turks are out overplaying their hands so badly that it may be very hard to put it back together now. But we'll keep working on it.
Now, what are the one or two possible alternatives? Our intervention be one. You can rule that out to any. What else?
I don't think from a military intervention point of view, there's anything that can be done because there's no United Nations force that could be gotten together for this purpose. Of course, if the Soviet Union.
Well, now why not? Why not? Why couldn't the United Nations? Why wouldn't that be something to at least pursue or hold out hope on?
Well, I think
you mean just realistically they don't have them, but couldn't we? Couldn't
they? Won't do it. That's all I mean. There are 6,000 UN troops in there now, but the orders that all the component governments have given to their own elements is that if an invasion should start, they would retire into the British bases and not stop it. Because with 6,000 men, they're not capable of stopping a Turkish invasion. And anyway, there isn't one of the United Nations forces that's in there that's prepared to fight the Turks.
Well, is there any possibility we'd get the governments to agree to do that, and that we could tell the Turks that United Nations is going to be fighting you if you don't stay away?
Well, realistically, with the experience we've had in the UN of even getting the 6,000 together and the nervousness of the Canadians calling us about every hour and saying they want to pull out, and the Swedes threatening to pull out, there's no members of the UN, I think, that's going to be willing to put up any forces against the Turkish invasion. I think the best bet there is just to use the biggest, the toughest leverage we have on the Turks, and if we can't stop them, why, we'll just have to cordon off the island and let the thing settle down itself. Because I don't think there's any way of putting outside forces between the Turks and Greeks if they really get at it. I don't think there's anybody prepared to put forces in to a situation like that.
Well, UN intervention, our intervention, what else is conceivable?
on the military side, I think that the best thing we could do is to make sure that the Soviet Union doesn't do anything. But as far as trying to stop it, the only other way to stop it then is just to tell the Turk government, which I already have, that they're going to be condemned in the eyes of the world by all civilized nations if they go ahead in the face of a threat of massacre and precipitate it. And I've told the government of Cyprus that if they go ahead with a massacre of this kind, they will be condemned as murderers by all civilized people. We are working very hard with both governments, with the Turkish government, to get the planes stood down. And if there's any civilian control left in the Turkish government, I think we could probably do it. Apart from that, there's no way we can stop this fighting because there's no available force that can go in and get in the middle of it. And actually, for an outside force to come in, once this massacre starts, it's hopeless. If you had 50,000 men and put them in, you couldn't stop the bloodshed because it's going on and it'll go on in every little village all over the place. And a major force would only exacerbate it, actually, if they came in from outside. So we just have to live through it and pick up the pieces. But it's a mess.
Well, UN intervention, our intervention, I guess you got to consider the likelihood of Soviet intervention, haven't you?
We've considered it very hard, and we've looked at it very long, and we don't think at all that it's going to happen. But nevertheless, we're going to try to we're going to get some fleet units up there just to be on guard if anything should occur. It'd be very hard for them to intervene. It's almost impossible, except by air. They couldn't put enough ashore by submarine to do it, and they can't get their any naval units out there. They'd just be exposing themselves in a way they never would. I don't think they have told the Turks within the last week that if the Turks intervened, they wouldn't do anything about it. And I don't for the minute think that they're going to respond to Macarius's call. We're going to take every prudent act to make sure that they don't, but I just don't see any serious possibility of it.
Now, what are we waiting on to take our people off?
Well, I think
we have the facilities there to do it now.
Yeah, we've got a destroyer standing offshore. We've got the airlift all set up, and the best way to evacuate is by air. I hope that we've got about a half an hour to play with here. And I hope that we won't have to pull them off in a wholesale way because it could even trigger the thing. But they're pretty secure. I mean, it isn't as badly an exposed situation as it is many.
Not very secure. You got 65 planes bombing an island, are you?
Well, we can get the Turks to stay away from our people, I think, and they know where they are.
Anything on Southeast Asia?
Nothing at all. It's very.
What's this business about the South Vietnamese drawing a line and getting behind it in the invasion and large hunks for the North Vietnamese that we see in the paper and hear about?
I don't know. I have no line on that at all. Matter of fact, to be quite frank with you, I've just been doing nothing but thinking.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought if they were getting ready to have a bloody one there, that we I know it. I guess this is just press talk. Okay, what do you think I should say if we do come back?
Well, I think just simply say that because of the critical situation in the island that you feel that you want to be back in Washington. Now, I think that we ought to watch this for an hour before we make any decision on it, Mr. President, but I've suggested to McConnell and I also spoke to George Reedy, and I told him that I thought that preparations ought quietly to be made so that if it were necessary to come back, you could have everything available.
Who's McConnell?
Colonel McConnell.
Here. Oh, yeah, here with us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then you'll be back in touch with me.
I'll be back in touch with you, and I'm right here.
Right.